Well, a happy spouse means a happier you, according to a recent Michigan State University study. The study surveyed 2,000 couples nationwide and suggests a link between your spouse's happiness and your health. Current State's Brooke Allen sat down with an MSU assistant professor of psychology. His name is Bill Chopik to talk about the findings.
So I'm speaking to Bill Chopik, MSU assistant professor of psychology and the principal investigator of the health and retirement study. And Bill, I know we've all heard the phrase happy wife, happy life, but I think according to your study, it should be a happy wife, healthy life.
Yeah, exactly. So in a really large study of nearly 2,000 couples, we found being married to someone who's happy makes you feel better, makes you exercise more, and ultimately might help you lead a longer life.
So the study, it was conducted on a national level?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the Health and Retirement Study is sponsored by the University of Michigan, and they have this nationally representative sample of older adults, and we looked at how the couples changed over time.
And what were the ages of those couples? Were they young or old? Or
They were older on average, so they were at least 50 years old, and I think the average age was about 68.
And any idea how long they'd been married?
Yeah, I think on average they've been about 30 years, so they've been married a while.
Definitely a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 30 years older couples. Mm-hmm. What kind of information was the survey looking for?
So we asked everybody a standard happiness measure. So on the whole, do you feel satisfied with your life? And we got that information from both partners. And then we asked them, just how happy do you feel? But then also, do you suffer from a lot of chronic illnesses? Like, have you ever had a stroke or a heart attack or have diabetes or some sort of psychiatric disorder? So we looked at that. And then also physical activity. Do you like going for walks? Do you like lifting weights? All sorts of different indicators.
And then you compared those with the answers, and then you came up with this data.
Yeah, exactly. So we essentially linked how happy someone said they felt to their physical activity and their level of disability and things like that.
So I'm curious, did women say they were happier? Did men say they were happier?
So there's a very almost non-existent difference. So there wasn't, So
really?
On average, they were just about as happy. And they're actually correlated within couples. So you tend to be married to someone happy if you're happy yourself, which is an interesting thing.
Yeah. Okay, so say that for me again.
Yeah, so it turns out when you look at the happiness of one person and their spouse, those things are related. So the question is, do we sort of grow happier together, or do we tend to marry someone who is as happy as we are? And that's a question that we're looking at in our next study.
And when will that be done?
It's going to take a while. You know, it's going to be a little bit.
I'm speaking with Michigan State Professor of Psychology, Bill Chopik, about the health and retirement study that shows if you have a happy spouse, that will actually make you healthy. And okay, so I'm married and I'm having a bad day on a daily basis. I think that we do see in everyday life that our moods affect our spouse.
Mm. Yeah, that's definitely true. Yeah, so there's a lot of research showing that our emotions and even our physical health behavior sort of spread through our social network. So yeah, when you come home from a long day of work and it's been really crappy, it does make your spouse feel differently too, because you sort of unload all these negative emotions on them. So there's a lot of large epidemiology studies showing that. But we looked at the crossover. So after you have a really bad day and you're not feeling too happy, how does that affect the happiness and health of your spouse?
Okay, so now tell me, there were three potential reasons that having a happier spouse could enhance a person's health. Mm-hmm. So tell me what those reasons were.
Yeah, so the first is that they might just be better at taking care of us when we're sick and things like that. So being married to a happy spouse, they're sort of invested in your health and well-being. So they'll remind you to, say, take your medicine, or they'll drag you out of bed to start the day or force you.
So a caregiver.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, so they force you to go to the gym. They say, you know, maybe you should order the salad instead of the cheesecake today. And another reason is just having a partner who's happy just makes us less stressed. So imagine you're bogged down by your partner being miserable all the time. That should just, in essence, reduce your stress as well. So,
Were children a factor in this at all, in this study?
There is data on that, but we didn't look at it in this particular study.
Okay, so the children were set aside for this study?
Yeah, yeah. So most of these people, they weren't currently living with their children.
Because they were older.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so they were older. Mm-hmm. And as far as health and happiness on a daily basis, what did they say if you saw that they had a major health problem? Was there any significance in that, like if they had had a stroke or a heart attack?
Yeah, so we did control for that. So, and that was related to your happiness. So if you had a really, if you're dealing with a really serious illness, like you're on your deathbed or your partner is on their deathbed, that does affect how happy you are. Obviously, that's pretty standard. But we found over and above that. So we controlled for how concerned you are about your health, your partner's health, like because of these major health scares. And we found that your happiness and your partner's happiness still affected your health.
So no matter how sick you are, even if your partner was still pretty happy, mm-hmm. you could still maintain a level of happiness as well.
Yeah, and we found the effect persisted like over the 6-year duration of the study. So it's not like it reduced or got weaker over time. It still continued to predict how healthy you were.
So the next study you said is going to be on what?
Yeah, so tracking how couples are coordinated over time. So your levels of happiness, your hormones even.
What about looking like each other? Is that in it at all?
There are some studies on that. And we are taking participant photos so we can maybe look at that.
Really?
So maybe people start to resemble one another more and more because they might be exposed to the same stress and they develop the same wrinkle lines, you know, that married couples have after being married for 30 years.
So will it be the same age group or are you going to go a little bit younger, do you think?
This is the whole lifespan. So couples that have been dating for 6 months and those who have been married for 40 years, we're hoping to follow all of them over time. So yeah, we're recruiting from the local community for that.
But tell me what the qualifications would be.
Sure, yeah. So be in a relationship for at least 6 months. Don't be pregnant at the time of the study. You can, you know, recently have had a child. That's totally fine. But yeah, there's not a lot of restrictive criteria. So, you know, if you love your partner, just contact us and we'd be happy to have you.
What's the commitment to that study?
Oh, it's really, really minor. It's you just come in for an hour and you answer some questions. We do take saliva samples to measure people's hormones and how those are coordinated over time too. But that's really simple as well. And it's not invasive and it's pretty low. And then couples can get $50 for just coming in.
So it could be kind of like a date night.
Yeah, definitely. You can learn a little bit about each other, your likes and dislikes.
Get a $50 gift card and go on your way.
There's no drawbacks. Yeah, really. Yeah, go out to dinner right after. Yeah.
Or maybe find out something you don't want to know about your spouse or somebody you're dating.
Yeah, that's the danger, right? There's always something you might learn.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So out of this entire study, what was the one thing that stood out to you personally?
Well, we were mostly interested in why this was happening. And one of the things we did find is that, you feel happier on average or healthier on average if your spouse is happy. But then the physical activity link was really surprising that being married to a happy spouse makes you more active, like going for walks, doing ironing, doing laundry, but then doing other things like running a marathon or going swimming and like I said, weightlifting before, these really vigorous, intense exercise things.
So hardcore exercises.
Yeah, hardcore and also very light, like, you know, doing laundry and going for walks. If you're married to someone who's happy, you're more likely to do those things, which was kind of amazing. There's all these studies on showing that happy people are healthy people because they, you know, eat fruits and vegetables and then they exercise. But then we thought like, you know, there's tons of people in our environment that make us miserable or happy. And then we're like, well, who's the most important people in a lot of people's lives? And then we thought, well, maybe it's the romantic partner. So yeah, so that was the most surprising thing. We weren't really expecting a huge effect, but then that's what we found.
So surprise.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you so much. And I've been speaking with Bill Chopik, the Michigan State Professor of Psychology and Principal Investigator of the paper Happy You, Healthy Me. Having a happy partner is independently associated with better health in oneself. Thank you so much for being with me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Brooke Allen.